Do you ever stumble over words or say embarrassing things that makes you replay a conversation for days or even years?
Oh, no.
Yep, me too. And I think we all do. The way we speak is messy and beautiful because that's how humans talk. But what does it actually sound like? From self-talk in the shower to swearing or even how we talk to dogs? That's what we explore on our new podcast, How Humans Talk, a podcast curious about language and culture. Listen on SBS or any other platform.
You're listening to SBS News.
Associate Professor Asina Farben-Bloom, many migrants are so vulnerable to wage theft and other exploitation in Australia.
It's a bit of a perfect storm with this. So the first reason is that migrants are especially vulnerable because they're on a temporary visa. So for international students, they want to stay and finish their studies in Australia. If they do anything that compromises that visa, they're going to have to return home, and they've invested so much in being here for their studies. And they're often looking to stay for a graduate visa or potentially even sponsorship for employment later. And so employers know how desperately they need to protect that visa and how much they need their job. I mean, we all know the costs of living are very high in Australia now, and especially coming from other countries. You know, obviously people come with savings, but they have to work to be able to eat and pay their rent. Another reason that is really critical is that, you know, often they don't have the information they need, they don't know where to go for support, and that support's just not funded and available at the level that they need it to be able to do something about it when things go wrong. So even for those who know that they're not being paid properly or they're not being treated as they should under Australian law, they just don't have the level of support they would need to do something about it. And the systems aren't working for those who do come forward and try to do something. So it's all of those factors together, and then a set of employers who know that international students and other people on temporary visas are very vulnerable.
What is the remedy, or what is your advice to people who are trapped in a bind?
Well, so for a start, work out what you're owed. So the Fair Work Ombudsman's website has some really good resources, and that includes working out, you know, what your hourly rate is. If you're not getting leave, so if you're not getting sick leave and holiday leave, you're probably a casual worker, which means you're entitled to a 25% loading. And then if you're working on nights and weekends, you might be entitled to penalty rates. You should be given payslips regularly. That is the law. And so if you are not getting regular payslips, then your employer is breaking the law. So you probably want to bring that to their attention as well. You want to keep records of all the hours you're working. So send a text message to your employer saying, you know, confirming I'm working these hours on Sunday. If you're not getting payslips, which you should be, at least you've got a documented record of the hours that you're working. So if you do want to try to claim the wages that you're owed later, you've got a really good record of the hours you worked and ideally the amount that you were paid. So
exactly.
So there is a new offence for intentional wage theft. There are also a number of new offences in the Migration Act, and these are particularly important for people on visas. And they relate to employers using a person's migration status to coerce them into accepting certain conditions at work or even in the workplace. Like it might be accepting living arrangements related to the workplace. And so if you have an employer who says, if you complain about what I'm paying you, I'm going to report you, that is a criminal offence now, making that threat. And using someone's visa status in any way to get them to accept any kind of working conditions is a criminal offence. So it's really important that migrant workers know that, and especially that the employers cannot get migrant workers' visas cancelled.
Are you really confident that these laws are adequate, and have they had any impact, could you say?
I think the laws are only as good as migrant workers feeling comfortable to report. And right now, our system isn't good enough for migrant workers to feel like they can safely come forward and report exploitation at work. And so, yes, we have criminal laws, but it's very difficult for the government to find those employers and to prosecute them without evidence. And so the thing that the government has not done well enough and really needs to act on now is making the workplace justice visa and the protections for workers who come forward who've breached their visa available to more workers who need those protections.
Is there a warning you could give as we approach the summer working season for international students, particularly, and young people in general?
One would be to make sure that you are properly classified. So if you are working as an employee, you should not be on an ABN as an independent contractor. And the reason that matters is because you have far more extensive protections as an employee than you have on an ABN. And if you are put on an ABN when you are actually an employee, that's called sham contracting. It's illegal. The second thing I'd say to be really careful about is unsafe work. People are getting hurt at work. It's not okay to be working without proper safety conditions. Whatever your visa status, it's never okay. You can contact the safe work body in your state if you have concerns about safety in your workplace. And you can contact your union, again, the same people to try to get help if you feel like you're being asked to do things in a way that's not safe, or if you feel like you haven't been given proper training to use the equipment that you're on. That's not okay either. That's not safe. And especially if you're injured at work, you may be entitled to workers' compensation. Also look out for things like coercion, bullying, harassment. We've got this new offence now in terms of employers coercing workers to do things based on immigration status or other factors. So again, that's not okay. Bullying and harassment are not okay in Australian workplaces. If you feel like something's not right, get some advice.
However, very few migrant workers who are underpaid ever do anything about it.
So the three factors that I would highlight are worries about visas and future visa pathways, worries about losing their job, and then inadequate support and services. And we need to be doing much more on all of those. So the government introduced a protection against visa cancellation and a workplace justice visa to address visa fears. And what those do is they enable workers who might have breached their visa or come to the end of their visa to safely come forward where the government says either your visa won't be cancelled or you can stay in Australia for a period with work rights to pursue your claim. That is critically important. And we were so thrilled when the government introduced these protections as a 2-year pilot back in July 2024. The very few people who've been able to access that pilot have been able to go on and hold their employers to account. For those very few people, it's been a great success. But we're 18 months in and almost nobody can access it. The other area where we really need to see change is the inaccessibility of the wage recovery system. It's very difficult for migrant workers to calculate what they're owed. The processes are too complicated. They're not accessible. And we don't have adequate legal services to support people. That needs to happen in community legal centres. It needs to happen on university campuses. And we just need far greater resourcing and help for people to be able to enforce their rights.
Are we doing well on an international stage?
International students and people working on temporary visas in Australia. I would say we're doing better than other countries in our laws on the books. The government has introduced some really terrific new initiatives like the workplace justice visa, protections against visa cancellations, criminal offences for employers who coerce and exploit workers, but it's not being accessed and enforced as it should be. And that's our problem. Our laws are great. The government also allowed 6 months for people on sponsored visas to be able to look for another job and move. And that's absolutely critical because people who are on sponsored visas don't want to leave their job because they'll lose their sponsorship. That is a huge innovation and a real credit to this government to enable people to leave exploitative situations without losing their sponsorship pathway. Right now, when we're making some dent in sort of some of the worst cases, but we've got a really long way to go.
Thanks, Associate Professor.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.